Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We both had the pleasure of attending Scaling New Heights 2023 in St. Louis this year, and we wanted to give you an update of some of the observations we had from that particular show. Now, the theme of SOAR actually made a lot of sense because the goal was to take advantage of the updrifts, if you will, provided by many of the automation accounting products that are out there. Now, there's several things that we think is important for you to understand. We believe that Joe Woodard's group, the Woodard Institute and Scaling New Heights, may be producing the best client accounting services show in the United States at this point in time. So we do respect a lot of the coordination that Joe and his team have done, and we have been speakers at the event for a good number of years. But I thought Brian and I could give you some observations which would help those of you who didn't attend see what was going on. So, you know, Brian, again, there's lots of things to talk about here, but where would you like to go first?
You know, I would just start out by saying that Joe's mix of people is different than a lot of the CPA shows we go to. Okay, so when we go to an AICPA Engage, I mean, you've got a whole lot of people there, and they're from a wide range of different things. It includes personal financial planning and, you know, heavy duty tax planning and those kinds of things. Joe, though, is laser focused on client accounting and advisory. And so he has, and he comes at it a little differently than a lot of folks, because he's worked with the bookkeeping community primarily through the years. And honestly, I think the bookkeeping community has really surpassed, and especially the people that have figured out how to make bookkeeping scale. I think there's a lot of learning there for your average CPA firm, just because they have embraced the automation. And I think in many cases they've gone a lot further. And I think Joe has been a big part of that, just like our friend Doug Sleater was when he had this leader group before he sold out to Diversified Communications. You know, I think generally there's more new stuff that I see at that particular conference. And so, you know, we saw solutions for all kinds of payroll things, all kinds of AP things, all kinds of sales tax things, every kind of reporting you could imagine, a lot of data tools, a lot of practice management workflow applications. And there were some of the software providers there. WK had a small booth, and Drake, I think, had a booth. But Intuit and Thomson were largely missing in action there from what I saw. And so it's a... You know, again, I want you to see this as kind of a boutique conference. And that having been said, I think it's the best show floor, one of the best show floors in the country. You know, if you take an AICPA Engage show floor or a Woodard show floor, I can get more work done and more problems solved for people in a day on that show floor than I can a month of chasing people around and you're working from home and so forth. I mean, there's just the synergies that are there. You know, when you're trying to put together three or four different solutions and you can sit down with all three or four of the people and you can say, okay, I need you guys to figure out a way to work and play well with each other. You can make a lot of things happen at that show. And so I'm really, you know, I was glad to go this year, even though I didn't speak. I drove 500 miles one way to go there. And I'm hoping to speak at the Orlando event next year, because it's just there's just so much good getting done there and so many problems getting done. I like to be present when the action happens, because I get to, you know, it helps me be more effective and it helps our organization be more effective at advising others.
Yeah, understood. In fact, I've got an earworm already with Hamilton in the room where it happens, because In effect, Brian, you are correct that the show floors of Engage, which we talked about in a prior Technology Lab, as well as this one from Scaling New Heights and others, have been very productive, you know, over the past little bit. And, you know, I will also call out the Accounting Today show this year, which also had a similar type of experience. But, you know, this thinking that everybody was there but Intuit and Thompson is probably pretty accurate. Anybody who was anybody was there. And I think Intuit was not there in part because they're trying to, you know, drive more of their own QuickBooks Connect, which tends to be a bit more of a sales Intuit centric show. And
yeah, QuickBooks Connect is like the radio that you got from Eastern Europe that is stuck on the station WIIFM. What's in it for me? Okay. And it's all about Intuit. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way they want to run their conference. But this one seems to be a lot bigger and seems to be more interested in having everybody work and play well with each other and make the world better and the pie bigger.
Yeah. And so as opposed to like Dan Hood and Accounting Today's you know, Firm Growth Forum in San Diego this year, you know, again, that was a really good event as well. So we want you to be thoughtful about where you go, but let's keep our attention for the moment on what we think we learned at Joe's Scaling New Heights. Now, first off, there was, you know, a lot of main stage presentations that were trying to help people think through pricing and artificial intelligence and, you know, other major topics along the way. The breakout sessions were also quite focused on helping promote your practice, improve your practice, and learn more about executable things that you could do. But, you know, as I think about the vendor show floor, I could have used more time on it. One of the one of the complaints this year was just not enough show hours available. And I know that was expressed to Joe, and he told me directly he hopes to address that in the future and explained, you know, why they ran the hours that they did. But, you know, in the big picture of things, there were vendors that I have worked with, talked to, that we try to present to you here in the Technology Lab, that we get to understand their mission, their approach, their style. I know Brian's very concerned, for example, about privacy, and he's very concerned about security, both good things. And we have to think about those when we cover products for you. So in a prior Technology Lab, for example, we dealt with the Do More CRM platform, and Results Software, which is based on Do More, was there. So Sam Saab and Bob Lewis were present in that particular booth. We did get to meet and spend a fair bit of time with the anchor folks with both Tal and Rom, and understand more about what their platform could do. And I could just keep going down more and more of these different vendors.
And there are more payroll providers than you can imagine, and more sales tax providers than you can imagine, more data integration tools than you can imagine. I mean, there's just, because of the nature of the show, there's so much more scale to get human beings there that you can actually talk to, and you can make a connection to help them solve your problem. You know, I love the virtual world. Okay. I love being able to take my dogs to Starbucks with my wife every morning and get breakfast and come home and work and talk to my computer. But I got to tell you, as far as solving problems and making change, there's no substitute for face to face. And I think if you're trying to make big change and you're trying to get the contacts you need to help you feel more secure in the solutions you're picking, and to see the latest stuff, I think Scaling is a show that you really need to go to.
Yeah. So, you know, taking it a slightly different turn, one of the awards that Scaling New Heights has promoted is the Top 50 Accounting Services Practices. And again, you not only learn from the vendors that exhibit, but you learn from other people running operations like yours. And, you know, there were quite a number of wonderful practices named. I'll just pick on a couple of them. Richter out of Boulder and Siegel out of Needham, Massachusetts as two examples. But the top 50 firms there, they all are providing a service to their client base that they figured out, I think, how to do it. But they are evolving their practices. And that's what this show is about. They learn about products. They learn about strategies. They learn about what's working. They will learn about new ways to do things. And when I talk to the business owners behind this, they're spending a fair bit of their time meeting with other business owners and discussing strategies in addition to their core providers. Because as you know, Brian, both you and I took face-to-face meetings with people that had flown in to see us in St. Louis from Ireland, from India, from Israel. These people made the international trip so they could spend a little bit of time face-to-face with you and I, asking questions, being thoughtful, learning from us and us from them. And I know that this is happening, across a broad spectrum, and we don't even get all the chances to know everything that goes on because there's so much going on. But yeah, I mean,
it really is the room where it happens in CAS. I don't think there's anywhere even close for CAS, for instance.
Yeah. And I understand, the digital CPA that's been 10 years at this point has a focus on, a lot of the CPA.com offerings. And that's a good show, too, in terms of understanding what has to happen. But we continue to listen to client accounting services and advisory services managers who know that they can't find the right level of workflow, the right level of practice, right level of document management, the right. They're just frustrated because they want the tools. And, as we've analyzed tools in this space, and let's just pick on a simple DMS tool, Smart Vault, as an example here, Brian, we have pretty good drift of what they're evolving to and what can be done and why it works and where it has an advantage to the practice. And, we know other single portal tools like Lissio, the same type of thing can be said. So,
and the thing about that conference too, is that there are so many interesting people that are solving problems different ways. I mean, the serendipitous conversations you can have with people about how they're solving X, Y, or Z are just absolutely without peer, because these are people that you would, I think about Sarah from Savannah, Georgia, that has a tool called Trial Balance Export. And, there are just a lot of people like that are very interesting and give you insights into the profession. These are people that are flying at 40,000 feet at Mach 2, making things happen every day. And you don't get to meet with those people every day. And they're hard to find because they're out there just making it go. And so scaling is a great place to make those contacts that can really help you when you get stuck in the ditch and you're not, and the processes aren't working as well as you hoped. I found the people to be very, very helpful whenever I call them and reach out to them.
Yeah. So, to your point of CAS, one of the announcements made from the show was that Deborah Deffer was hired as director of CAS Consulting, focusing on top 200 firms. And of course, the attendees at Scaling New Heights tend to be a mix of about 50 to 60% bookkeepers, about 30%, CPA accounting professionals, and about 10% consultants. I'm sure the Woodard group would fix my numbers there, but that's my basic impression. And this year, with a couple of thousand people, it was a big deal. Next year's event, by the way, has the theme of Boldly Go, and it will be back in Orlando, June 16 through 19 at the Marriott Orlando World Center, which we have gone to before. And one of the new guest speakers I can't wait to meet, in fact, I'll be covering this in a podcast soon, is on quantum supremacy. So one of the keynote speakers, and I'm always going to say his name wrong, Michio Kaku, has actually written multiple books, but his book on quantum supremacy is a very interesting read. And Joe and I are both actually reading the book right now because we want to bounce ideas off of each other on this whole nature of quantum. And of course, quantum computing right now is currently running faster than the biggest supercomputer in the world, Brian, that you've got just down the road from you. So I kind of am very interested in quantum, have been for a while, but that's starting to break through. So next year's event will at least have that keynote and specialist in quantum computing.
Well, you know, I think generally, if you look at the cliff, there is a lot of discussion of generative AI and how that's going to affect the profession. There was a lot of, you know, I just generally think the conversations that you get to have at that conference are some of the more enlightenments that I get to have during. And so it's one of my must attend conferences, and that's why I went, even though I wasn't speaking, because it really makes a big difference.
Yeah. So one other thing that I'll call out is we did observe that there were dozens, without exaggeration, probably more than that, recordings being done. Of course, the insightful accountant with Gary DeHart and Bob Ballard, I've known both those guys a long time, recorded a variety of interviews. I did one for them as well, but also slightly offsite, Canopy was doing extensive interviews in a studio-like setting that they'd set up. So I believe that what will also be an outcome is you will see experts that, you know, spoke about market conditions, strategies to use, and so forth, that will be released over the next 60, 90, 120 days, probably will be used until the next Scaling New Heights, would be my guess.
Well, and FreshBooks had an announcement that they were at their multi-client interface for accounting professionals. And, there were just a whole host of things that were announced that were a very, very good deal. I mean, Lissio had a big presence. QuickFee was there and got to see their new director of strategic relationships. And, it's just there's a lot of energy, I think, Jimmy, that we get to see that we're excited.
Yeah. And, you know, again, just to get your base platforms, all of the bigs of note were there. Zero, Zoho, Accounting Suite, Sage Intacct, you know, every platform that Brian and I have talked about in other technology labs was represented there with a presence. And frankly, many of the products that we've discussed with you over the last couple of years. So we wanted to give you a sense of what was going on. We encourage you to attend these events. So, Brian, any other parting thoughts on Scaling New Heights from St. Louis, the SOAR conference?
I think it's just generally a great conference. They are somewhat agnostic, even though Intuit is there at some level, even if they don't necessarily have a booth, and there's a focus of QBO. I think you can find a lot of interesting solutions there. You are, I remember seeing Accounting Suite there and Soho and a lot of other folks. So I just generally like this conference, like the sessions they pick. And, I think that if CAS is your gig, then this is one of the places you need to put on your calendar for next year.
All right. Well, it is a pleasure to spend time with all of you. Hopefully you heard an idea or two, if you weren't at Scaling New Heights, to get an idea of what might be in your future. And we look forward to speaking with you on another Technology Lab.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.